So, Emil Lentino, welcome to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And we're going to first have a bit of a chat about your background, get the listeners to know just who Emmy is. You're quite an established artist now, but how did you get started in music?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Greg, and hello to everyone at Yarra Valley FM. Great to be on the show. My journey with music really started when I was a child, and I started singing as a young girl and doing theater. So pretty much from the time I was about two or three, I was singing around the house, and I grew up in a beautiful home of music. So my parents were always playing music from all genres. So I feel really fortunate that that was, you know, my background was obviously, you know, being surrounded with music. And then the performing arts played a big part of growing up as well. Started doing theater at a very young age. And I think my first role was actually Alice in Wonderland. So kind of funny about that is that the dress that my mom had made for me for the role, I had to play that character for about three or four more years. So actually, as I got taller, they had to keep taking the tucks out of the bottom of the dress. So that's so we were dedicated to playing Alice even into the teen years. Kept performing around Oregon. That's where I'm originally from, and started writing music at 10. And I discovered at about that time, when I was 10 years old, that music was a healing thing to experience, both as a songwriter, but also that music can heal other people. And the reason I discovered that is that tragically, my first cousin passed away in a automobile accident, and she was only about 3 years older than I was, and I took the death very, very hard, and didn't really know how to describe or, you know, kind of talk about how I felt, but I knew that I could write a song. And so that was kind of how that kind of came about. And then from there, I really discovered that music was, a really comforting thing in life. And I could see that it also helped other people. So that kind of started the journey as a songwriter, and learned to play the guitar and the piano. Although I wouldn't say that I'm an amazing musician in terms of the technical aspect, I play enough to write music, because writing music is a very, very important thing to me.
Yeah.
And so I continued doing theater and moved to New York City and played Lucille Ball in an off-Broadway production, and that was an amazing experience, and continued doing music and got a few, you know, little deals here and there with using my music in TV and film, which is always a nice always a nice reward when you're a struggling artist living in your car, as I was. So I really appreciated that someone other than my parents liked my music, and then moved to New Zealand in my late 20s, and have called New Zealand my home, and I love it very much, and it definitely lends itself to, you know, songwriting being here. Just it's beautiful, and I feel a real peace being in nature. So yeah, that's kind of been my, well, it hasn't been my whole music journey. I didn't want to talk to you for 25 minutes, which is my journey.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, kind of a background story of how I got to be where I am now.
Yeah, so you obviously have to sort of multitask in your field. You're not only doing the songwriting, but you're doing the actual music, the tracks. What comes first? Do you get the lyrics first, or do you get a tune into your head first and want to do something with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably every song is different. That's a great question, Greg. I think every song kind of has its own little journey. So sometimes I already have the melody and the lyrics all together, and it's just as I want it, and then I take it to, you know, a producer who is able to not only, you know, listen and collaborate with me, but also add other instrumentations as well, and really kind of bring it to that next level. And then other times we've just done acoustic tracks. So I actually did that back in December. I did an acoustic live recording of a song that I wrote called, co-wrote with a couple people in LA, called Christmas Outside My Window. And so that was a nice experience, because instead of doing a big production, it was just, you know, guitar and vocals and in a raw setting. So there's that aspect. And then sometimes it's the full band. When I was in the UK doing a couple of projects with Al Clay, we had this kind of amazing moment where it was, you know, live, kind of a live element. Also did that in LA with amazing musicians. It was kind of like, I imagine the way it was in Motown, where there was, you know, six musicians and we were all playing live as if we were on stage. And that was a really special experience. So I think every song kind of has had its own journey.
Yeah.
And I think every time I'm able to record something that I've written or that I get a chance to redo, it's really special.
Now, America, of course, is very big on the music scene, and there's musicians everywhere, and you can pull all sorts of experts in different music field in to help get your track out. What's it like in New Zealand?
Well, I think it's, I mean, it definitely is different here, but there certainly is, you know, great resources such as APRA, MGROS, and whatnot to be able to ask, you know, questions, especially, you know, on this side of the world. I was sort of unfamiliar with kind of how things, you know, happen to be. So I've been fortunate, though. A lot of the stuff that I've been doing lately is with a couple of musician friends and producers who are based in New Zealand and have also spent time in America. So they kind of have that knowledge of living in LA and kind of seeing how things worked and then also being here. So that's been a real advantage, I think. And certainly I keep learning. You know, there's a lot of things that I, you know, didn't know yesterday that I know today. And so yeah. The learning curve has, you know, certainly hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
There'll be something today that I'll realize and go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. So I'm thankful that I've had people that have been patient and have wanted to work with me and, you know, educate me on different things. But to answer your question, the music scene here, you know, there certainly is a lot of music festivals, and there's, you know, people in New Zealand and in Australia are really, they love music.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Tamworth over in Australia was a great example of, you know, just, wow. I've never met such wonderful people all in one area. You know, just that beautiful appreciation of music and musicians, you know, caring for other musicians and listeners,
yeah.
You know, really getting a chance to meet artists. So, you know, I think that there's something really, really special about this side of the world too, with that real connectivity with listeners and the songwriters and the artists that yeah. I've experienced here that is, I think, truly really, really special.
We are going to get to your latest track, Oceanside, but before that, we've got one of your other tracks, Some Other Girl. Was that written from sort of a personal experience base, or did you just have this idea that you wanted to get that idea out as a song?
Yeah, actually, it was taken. It's kind of a funny story, but it was actually taken from several journal entries that of me as a high school student. So I probably, like a lot of people out there, boys and girls, you know, have had my heart broken many yeah. times, more than I would like to admit. And I wanted to touch, though, the subject of heartbreak and kind of put a twist to it. So instead of it being about kind of being down and out, I wanted to kind of approach it that sometimes it can be the best thing because it actually allows you to become the person you're meant to be, and an empowering kind of element that I really wanted to give that message to, especially to young girls.
Yeah.
Because I certainly wish that someone had told me that when I was, you know, 16, 17, that it would be okay and that it wouldn't, you know, that I would get over the heartbreak.
Yeah.
So it was taken from that. And I co-wrote that song with an amazing musician and producer-songwriter friend of mine, and his name is Brian Bell, and he's here in New Zealand. And I met him actually when I first moved here, and he has had, you know, lots of songs, you know, out there and has won lots of awards. And he and I collaborated on that song. And then I took it to the UK and worked with Al Clay, and he was kind enough to add a bridge to the song. He said, look, I think that this is what's missing. And so yeah. It really did make the song what it is now, which, you know, is always a nice thing to kind of have a journey with songs. But I got my angst out in the song, which is good. I guess it was healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And helpful to others.
Absolutely. And I did hear, you know, it's interesting, Greg. I had a lot of folks, you know, young gals from different countries just say, you know, that song really helped me. And kind of they just took time to kind of chat with me about their journey. And I thought, you know, that's amazing that people would take the time, first of all, to listen and reach out. But then something in the song allowed for that conversation to occur. And yeah. I think that was a really special moment for me as a songwriter, for sure.
Do you find it had a good reach as well, that it was not just successful as commercial, but it had a lot of play in different situations, you know, like commercial as well as community radio?
Absolutely. You know, it did have a really good response, and thank you guys for, you know, your support for, you know, it really means a lot as an independent artist to have community regional support means so much. And I think I've seen and heard from a lot of listeners that, you know, have happened to be listening, you know, and they happen to hear the song and they've reached out. And that to me is like gold, because it's not just about someone hearing the song. It's actually that human connection.
Yeah.
And that's why I love music so much. It's great when people like your music, but I really want to connect on that level of you get to know people and they share things with you. Hey, it's my grandson's birthday today. And, you know, will you give him a shout out? Just all this like really beautiful thing that happens when people do get exposed to your music and they get to know who you are, you know, on some level with airplay. So that was, that was really cool. It also got, this is funny, I had no idea, but someone reached out to me recently and said, did you know that some other girl was number one on iTunes the first week it was out in New Zealand for singer-songwriter? I was like, no. Yeah. So they showed me the screenshot, and sure enough, I looked it up and joined song charts and everything so I could see. And I just thought that was the funniest thing, that I had absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Because believe me, I would have told people. I would have been like, hey, because that's never ever happened, and it may never happen again. But yeah, so that song definitely must have resonated with folks. So that's, thank you so much for playing it, for supporting it. It means a lot.
And now you're in New Zealand. Do you still have that connection with America? Do you still have your tracks playing over there?
I do. Yeah, my mom and dad still live in America. They live in Oregon, and they're really, really supportive and you know, happy. So I think they're always probably calling local radio stations and saying, can you play Emmy's music? Especially my dad. He's a big lover of country music and has told me from day one, you know, about how important songwriting is. And so they've shown a lot of support. And then I get a lot of airplay on Heart of Indie Radio over in America. So they're based in Houston.
Yeah.
And a few other places in America that have certainly been, you know, gracious enough to play the music. But I feel a connection, you know, to America. I think I probably always will.
Yeah.
Having lived there for, you know, however many years, and it being where I came from. And certainly, I think it probably influences my perspective that if you dream it, you can achieve it.
Yeah.
And that probably, I didn't realize how much of a, you know, the background of kind of where I came from kind of affected me in that way. But I think probably that is a American perspective.
Yeah. Your latest track that we're going to be playing, Oceanside, that came out as a single, or is it going to be part of an album, or how are you launching that?
It came out as a single, and but there will be more songs that will be coming out, you know, releasing in the next few months. And that co-writer is Greg Cortez. So that's the lovely gentleman that I worked with on Oceanside, and we wrote that song via Zoom. So yes, there will be more songs, but yeah, excited that it's out. Oh, my goodness, I felt like it was Christmas again when it finally came out. I was like, oh, I want this song out, and it wasn't ready.
I listened to Oceanside, and I immediately sort of identified with it. It felt like it was also a story of part of my life, because when I was younger, our family used to live in a tent down on the Rye foreshore on the bay, and just the whole concept of relaxing out there in the sand and the sun and with the water, it just resonated with me so well there.
I love that. I love that you guys got to spend that time together. That must have been so special. And probably still even today, it's like one of those special memories for you. That's awesome. I think the sea is very healing, and it always has been. You know, some of my earliest and best memories as a child were by the sea. Mm. And I think even now as an adult, when, you know, life's a little bit harder than we'd like it to be, it tends to be a place where I really do feel like I can just breathe.
Yes.
Put my feet in the sand and just, it's beautiful. I feel really fortunate that I do get to spend a lot of time out on the sea. I realize a lot of people are, you know, in this pandemic have been obviously locked in and haven't been able to experience, you know, being by the water. And I really feel for them, because I actually think I might lose my mind if I couldn't be near the sea. So yeah, my heart goes out to those folks. But I think that also was part of the reason why I wanted to release a song now, because I figured there was probably more than one person out there that really longed to be by the sea and have a moment to kind of relax with some relatable lyrics. So I thought it was, and both Greg and I thought it was an important time to release it. So
yeah,
and thanks for playing it and also sharing that story. It makes me happy that you could relate to it. That's really awesome.
Well, there's two sides to every sort of bit of music. There's the singer-songwriter, the composer, and also the listener. And as a listener, I take on board your lyrics but I filter it through my own history and experiences, whereas you're writing it from your history and experiences, which might be slightly different. So you sort of get two versions of the song.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think that that's what's so awesome about music is that it definitely is that universal connector.
Yeah.
We can hear the same song, but we can experience it in a different way and it be very real for both of us. And I think that you're right. It is. That's very true. You as a listener and then myself as a songwriter. So it's cool though, right? We get to join forces, yeah, and hang out virtually.
Get to connect with that sort of imagery. So with Oceanside, it's being released when?
So it was actually released on the 15th of January,
yep.
And it's been out now for a few weeks, and it's on all major platforms, including Spotify, iTunes, and Apple Music, and it's also on my website as well, which is just emmylentino.com. And I'm excited because it's a song that I feel really at peace that it's out there now. I don't know how to explain it. It was like another chapter of me that I felt relieved that it was out. And and it actually features, I've got two little girls, and it actually features their little voices in the bridge.
Yes.
They're the ones that are giggling and screaming on the beach. So that's really special to have that. And and Greg, who's also the producer along with Dan Antonovich, surprised me with that. They said, you want to send us in some sounds, and that's what Greg said, some sounds that make you happy. And I thought, oh, okay. So I sent a couple of videos actually of the girls on the beach and the sounds of the seagulls in the water, and then Greg embedded it into the bridge of the song and surprised me with it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I was not expecting it. So, and the girls think they're famous now, which is really adorable.
Oh, of course.
Well, I mean, their own mother is not famous, mind you, but they think that they are famous, which I think is so cute.
It's their release, yeah. Yeah, people can find your stuff on iTunes and so on, and from your website, of course. Where do you go from here? This is a question I ask a lot of artists. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I think that's a hard question to answer because it's 5 years from now, I don't necessarily know where I'll be, but I certainly know that I will continue writing and singing and performing music and doing more theater and film and TV.
Yeah.
I know that'll be a big part of my life, but I'm trying to focus on every single moment that I'm here just because I think the loss that I've experienced in my life, like I lost my husband at a young age and stuff. And I think for me, I think it probably changed the way that I looked at the future because I was always like going so fast, like ahead, you know, like zooming through. And now I realize that the moments that I can really, really celebrate life in that moment is really important.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I don't have goals. I have massive goals for myself. But it's hard for me to articulate where I think I might be in 5 years. I certainly hope I'm still around making music and hopefully featuring the little girls singing along with me as well.
Absolutely. All right, Emmy, thank you very much for that. We have a habit here in Australia of claiming New Zealand artists as our own.
I love it.
So I will be making a point, though, that you're a New Zealand artist.
Thank you. Well, and thank you so much for just your generosity and your time today. It really means a lot. And just I really appreciate you and the airplay and the time. And hello to everyone listening. And please find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under Emmy Lentino. I'd love to stay in touch with you guys and have a beautiful 2021. Let's make it an awesome year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling.